Hello, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast 126. Going to start off with virtuoso guitarist, singer, songwriter and all-round good egg John Gomme releases his album The Faintest Idea on K-Scope on the 16th of October. It's the first time he's worked with an actual record label. His tour starts in December and goes through to March 2021. Fingers crossed for that, because with John Gomme, the visuals are every bit as important as the music. There's a video for this track, beautifully shot, up on the YouTube channel and the K-Scope site presently to enjoy. This is Deep Sea Fishes.
Seem eternal are the things that change the most. getting nowhere. Together through infinity.
John Gomme, Deep Sea Fishes from The Faintest Idea. Time now for Philosophical Quandary. The moody, ornate, baroque, Nordic bliss could only be gazpacho.
Thank you.
Gazpacho. That's part of the big track, Space Cowboy, from their brand new album, which is out now, Fireworker. And of course, I spoke to Thomas Anderson about the latest heavy, heavy concept.
I mean, I hate concept albums, as I'm sure most people do, sort of, but we started to work on a concept album based on the play by Henrik Ibsen, which is called Little Eyolf. We realized that we weren't adding anything to the equation. I mean, the play is there. It's a genius play. And who the hell are we? At some point, I talked to Jan-Henrik about an idea. There's an unbroken line of life that goes all the way back from you or me, all the way back to the first appearance of life on Earth, which is between 3.5 and 3.8 billion years ago. Which means that this first life form that managed to copy itself is our first common ancestor. And that thing has managed to survive every single lifetime all the way up to you and me. And this means that, and I think this is, and it obviously is still alive in us. So the album is about the instinct part of you. So it's the part that flinches when it hears a loud sound, even before you yourself, I mean, you can't control your flinching, or when you slip on the ice. And that means that whatever thing controls you can override you. So the album is about how much of you is under your control and what is the other thing controlling you. Your brain is flooded with chemicals all the time and making you do things. So you eat when you're hungry, that's a chemical. You sleep, that's an anesthetic. I mean, your brain puts you to sleep with its own anesthetic. How crazy is that? It can drug you so where you're totally gone. So something inside you controls all this. And this thing is probably what we would call something that's pretty bad news. Because it has survived and procreated successfully. And that means that it must have been up to some quite unpleasant things if you think about it. I recently saw a documentary where I think it was a stork, where the strongest of the stork babies would just kick the weak one out of the nest. And the parents would be all cool with that, because there's a higher chance of that one strong stork surviving than two with one weak one. Because of the limited amount of calories. So this means that the life force that's in you is an unpleasant being. And the album is about someone wondering about this and then going into the cave of their own mind to try to figure out who's in charge. And the question is also and this is what you very lightly might call the lizard brain, for example. So the question is the lizard brain, and I'm using that, it's a bad word to use because I'm not talking about the lizard brain, but is the lizard brain a part of you, or is it a parasite that uses your body to sustain itself in now the incarnation that I may know that you're in, and does it make you do things that may not be in your own best interest?
Close to midnight, lonely passenger. The clockwork, uranium factories, and the time hill burn the night away. And now she is ready to come back. Thank you.
If you saw a baby that was on the train tracks, I'm sure that even if it wasn't your baby, you would probably risk life and limb to save it. And that doesn't really make sense if you were to look at this from the perspective of something inside you that wants to procreate your DNA. So then maybe that animal inside you, or the lizard brain inside all of us, is sort of like ants with a hive mind. So it still wants us to compete and kill each other to make sure the strongest versions of us survive. But at the same time, it's more important that the young survive. So our instinct is to protect anything that's young or cute. That's why we love little bunnies and kittens. But in the hive mind, it's better that we protect children. It also makes sense, like on the Titanic, you know, let the women and children survive. It also all makes sense because there are more female ancestors than there are male ancestors, because you only need a few men and lots of women to make sure that you get more children. If you have an anxiety attack, or if you have some kind of psychological problem such as depression, but I think in particular anxiety attacks, because that's the fight or flight response, that could be the animal side of you, or the lizard brain, disapproving of what your part of the brain is up to. Such as you might go to the cinema, and it might feel that it's trapped, and it will give you one hell of a beating to get you to get yourself the hell out of that situation as fast as possible. And it doesn't care if you look like an idiot doing it. It wants to make sure that you survive, and that's it. So that's the album, baby. And because of the situation we've been in all these years, where we haven't been able to tour as much as we wanted to, and there hasn't been the financial, and we haven't been financially able to tour South America and all these places where we get a lot of requests. So we are thinking of setting up some online streaming gigs, and that, of course, makes our, and that makes life a hell of a lot easier for us, and it will enable anyone that wants to see our gigs, sort of events where we'll play some songs, we'll play the entire album, and then we might do a Q&A, and then we might do some acoustic songs and some other songs afterwards, and sort of keep it, I mean, a quality production, where at the same time people can interact with us and we can talk to them. The least thing this pandemic owes us is that it should at least make our lives better too, since it's created so much hell financially, and not to mention all the people dying. You know, so I think we might take something good away from it as well.
Dancer,
Gaspacho. That's the final section of the big track, Space Cowboy, from the new album Fireworker. And before that, you heard the middle section, of which there is a video clip on YouTube. That's the Clockwork section. Gaspacho, new album, out now. Now, the chaps were supposed to be touring through the autumn. That's been rescheduled to October 2021. But as we've heard, there is going to be some kind of mega online performance and Q&A. The Pineapple Thief, a new album's out now, Versions of the Truth. This is the new single. Video for this up on the YouTube channel and the K-Scope site. This, Driving Like Maniacs.
I guess we'll never make it back from this room. We're driving like maniacs with one last corner to go. And we had so many chances to ruin what we had. Rain comes up and showers us from this road, and all we traveled in, your hands fall, and suddenly there's one last corner to go. So many chances to ruin what you and I, we were always destined to fall as cold as I would be to ruin it all. I gave you nothing, I gave you up for you.
Thief from Versions of the Truth, Driving Like Maniacs. Before I go, once again, thank you very much for supporting the label. Thanks for supporting the podcast. Do please spread the word. We're available on all podcast platforms. Share and like and tell your chums. Going to finish with something forthcoming from Marius Duda's Lunatic Soul project, from the forthcoming LP, which is out on the 13th of November, and we'll speak to Marius around that time. The album's called Through Shaded Woods, and I'll leave you with this. This is entitled The Passage. Speak to you soon. Ta-da.
The trial has just begun.